Welcome back to another episode of Occam It Is, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that, Kevin Pollak, what's that? Yes, I can start working at FedEx. Is today good? But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, please welcome back Jackie Gonzalez Dorothy!
Hey, guys.
JGD, what was your favorite comedy film growing up, and does it hold up?
I'm immediately, well, it's Zoolander, and I'm going to say yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Rock solid. Please say hello to Chris Alvarado. Sweet C, who is the first live comedy performance you saw?
It was an improv troupe that came to my high school from a community college. They're called the Generic Improvisational Peep Show, the Gyps. And I ended up being a member for 7 years when I left high school and did short form at a college, at a junior college for 6 years. Yeah.
So to say you were inspired by them in this moment.
I mean, it changed the trajectory of my life.
Yeah. Well, then I asked the perfect question. I had to make it about me again. Sorry. Hey, there's Craig Kakowski. Kakao, who was your first big backstage meet with a famous person?
Huh. How's Tom Hanks? Was that
well?
Is that good enough?
He's on the list.
He's on the list of famous. Yeah. Yep. The Chicago Film Critics Awards, when I worked for Second City, I went 1 year and Tom Hanks was presenting an award to Bonnie Hunt, I believe. So he was there. Benicio del Toro was there. Yep. Sean Young was there. Full.
This was your first. Outfit.
Yeah. 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 I got them all at once. I guess I also met Muhammad Ali when I was about 5.
Oh, you buried the lead. Wow.
It's been downhill since then.
But it wasn't backstage. Hey, there's James Heaney. Johnny Jim, when did you realize you were not going to be a professional athlete?
Well, when I was a freshman in high school, I was in football and I was really good. But I passed out on the field during training week. And afterwards, my mom would not let me do football.
Okay.
It was during a super hot heat wave. And that changed the trajectory of my life because I was going to totally do football.
Yeah. Okay. So let me back over a couple of these potholes, if I may. You said you were good at football.
I was great.
And you were a freshman. We've upgraded it to great.
In eighth grade, I played football by the river, and we were allowed to just full-on hurt each other.
Wait, whoa, whoa. So this was not organized at school, this football you're talking about?
Oh, no, no. The football that I played and I was really good at was down by the river with a whole bunch of, just kids.
Okay. All right. So that's good. That's good to know.
Yeah.
And when you're playing football down by the river, which, by the way, those words have never been said, you passed out one day because it was too hot.
I didn't pass out until I was in gear, doing what I think they call it Hell Week, or I don't know what it is. But when you are about to be a freshman football player, they make you go through a heavy week, and I passed out.
Okay, stop saying freshman football player because that suggests it was organized by the school.
That wasn't by the river. I went from river football player to professional freshman in high school football player.
Coach, I'm tapping out. Coach, I'm tapping out. Oh, my Lord. And last but no swimming for you, if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Sally Jean, why?
Great question. You know, and it all starts at the first letter of that, which is... Right.
Double.
Well, let's just use L as the first letter. Let's just do that. And if we look at L and we start, L begins life. L begins love. L begins lollipops. L begins loaders. L begins.
And then he passed out down by the river, folks. Let's do a damn show, Sally. Almost all of our theme suggestions are gathered from our listeners' emails, from your Patreon. VIPs. To become a patron supporter of the show, please, and by the way, enjoy some very exclusive content and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion by email, please write to the podcast your name here at alchemythis.com. Scene number one comes from listener Larry, who wrote, super cool to see that you guys are including more people of color on the guest lineup, and I hope that is an enduring change that attempts to try to be inclusive of all peoples of color, including but not limited to black people. I am a black man, FYI. Hope you guys get this. You guys give me a chuckle and then during and then some. Oh, you guys give me a chuckle and then some during these trying times. If you happen to read this on air, my scene suggestion is Jell-O. Best Larry Stewart.
Can I just ask a real quick question?
Who made the black Jell-O?
I made the black Jell-O.
Okay.
There's something hidden inside of the black Jell-O, so when you're eating it, be careful.
Is it a gift from any of the cast members from The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
Why would you say that? Did you find something in your Jell-O?
Before I break into my Jell-O, I just thought I'd take a shot. You said there might be something in it.
There's something in it.
I'm also allergic to nuts.
Well, then you probably should skip on the black Jell-O.
Okay. And who made the green Jell-O?
I made all of the Jell-O.
Hold up. What was your name?
No, I didn't. I just wanted to take credit for it. I didn't make the Jell-O. I'm sorry.
And
he's
Steve,
not, he's not a culinary master. He is just
Steve. You're saying you made all the Jell-Os.
I made all of the desserts.
I'm sorry, I didn't. I don't know why I keep saying I did.
All right, everybody. Okay, everybody, welcome to the Baptist potluck picnic. Everybody, praise the Lord and praise all this food, frankly. Before we get started, I just want to put this into your mind, right? As we're embracing in fellowship and conversation, we want to make today about him.
Him.
You know what I mean? Not about us.
I'm so sorry. Can I just jump in?
Sure.
I love this idea of making it about him, but my only issue is that my therapist said that I need to stop prioritizing the men in my life and put myself first.
Oh,
for me.
Sweetheart.
To succeed.
So you're new to the congregation.
Okay.
We believe the only therapist you need is found right here in this book.
In this book.
Yeah. So, I mean, do what you want, but our suggestion would be quit all therapy, quit all medications. Oh. You don't need that.
And I guess raise the men in my life up high and put myself in the toilet.
Could you say that louder, please? Listen up, everybody.
Raise the men in my life up high and put myself in the toilet.
Put yourself in the toilet. That's my message. That's what I was starting off with here today.
I'm just going to excuse myself.
Sure. Of course.
Pastor Jim, thanks for coming in today. I just wanted to go over the minutes from your last church gathering. I'm not even sure you were aware that minutes were being taken, but
no,
they are.
No, yeah, this is surprising.
Yeah. Well, I think what was really surprising was how you're treating the women within your congregation. Let me go over the specifics with you then.
Yeah.
You suggested to three different women that they should sleep with no one but the Lord. One of them was married. You still had a problem with that.
That doesn't fly. You're married to him.
Okay, but these aren't nuns. Who you understand that the congregation is made up of men and women of all walks of life who all want to put their faith in him, but maybe not lie down with him, right?
Well, I mean, I hear that's what you're saying.
Yes.
And I totally hear you. Don't forget, I'm the hotshot pastor. Do you know what I mean? I'm the one. So before me, if I may, before me.
Yep.
There are a lot of young, hip pastors with bleach tips talking about, bro, and I'm your dude.
Yes.
And then I came in, right?
That's true. I came in
with the YouTube views. I'm radical, as they say, okay? Radical, as they say.
And what they say is
we follow what he says. And if you want to be married to somebody else besides the Lord.
Excuse me. I don't know if this is a bad time to come into your office. I'm with Jell-O Catering Incorporated.
Yep.
And this check bounced.
Oh. Pastor, what do you want to say about that?
Okay. Yes. Come on in. Thank you. You have to understand, I need to drive an Audi, okay, an A6 specifically, to get me to and fro.
Right.
And sometimes the monthly fees on that car don't allow our church to pay for other services. But all good works done unto He above.
I don't go to this church, so I'm going to need cash. I'm not going to walk away with just a check this time.
Sorry, you're with the Jell-O. What was your name,
I'm
sir?
With Jell-O Catering Incorporated. I was the one that had all of the clever things hidden inside of the Jell-Os.
Are you the one that put that prize in from the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
That was mine.
That was odd.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's...
Dad, I wanted to talk to you about my upcoming wedding. As you know, I'm committing myself to the Lord, and I will need some money to do that. From you. So...
Well, listen, you've caught me at quite an inopportune time. You're saying you're going to marry...
The Lord.
The Lord.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Okay. But here's the thing. It's like that... we shouldn't really need to throw a party for that, right? Couldn't they...
Then do I even need to marry the Lord? I don't understand. I'm committing myself. So I want to have a fucking party. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, my God.
I feel like it's a ruse. Honestly, as your father, I know you better than anyone. And I know that you like to party a lot, at the very least. And I don't remember ever feeling like you were going to commit your life to the Lord. How much is this party going to cost
me? Well, at least $70,000. But, Dad, listen. I mean... Dad, I can't really say at this point in my life, like maybe as a child you knew me most, but now at this point in my life as a 22-year-old fully discovered woman,
I think the Lord knows me best. I can't even follow what you're doing in college anymore.
Then how can you say you know me?
Elle, listen, we're very happy to hear that you're getting married to the Lord. We're all looking forward to the celebration.
Yeah.
It's been brought to my attention that you're... I won't even say father because
he's the father. Honestly, Christ is my father. Yeah, thank you.
That guy who raised you is giving you...
You can say daddy.
Yeah. That your daddy is giving you some guff. Listen, you know that the baseline for this marriage is going to be $70,000.
I know.
Okay? We can get that money from your daddy if you can't. Have you met my associate pastors?
No.
Brock? Kyle? This is Brock.
Whoa, Brock.
Hey,
Kyle.
I'm Brock.
Wow.
Kyle.
Hey, I'm Kyle.
You guys make me feel like a grain of sand.
Yes.
You're so big.
That's the point. Now, they are my associate pastors, and they do good works. Do you catch my drift?
I think so. So you guys are going to lend me some money?
Oh... No, Brock and Kyle have devoted themselves to this church. They have no earthly possessions. They extract goods from others who may otherwise not be so upfront. You know, they hurt people for money.
They'll pound it out of my daddy.
They'll pound it out of your daddy.
Okay, so they'll
pound it out. How bad do you want us to hurt him?
I mean, as little as possible, really, but... But I don't want to upset you guys. You guys are turning red. I mean, I don't want you guys... Please. If you want to hurt him more, then if that keeps you calm.
Okay. Hey, listen. Also, one last thing. You know, I don't know if they've gone over the whole ceremony with you, but after you say I do to the Lord...
Yeah.
I'll meet you in your chambers.
Why?
Well, I'm looking at all the restrooms here, and I found one of the major problems. It seems like all your toilets are clogged with all these women, and well, that's going to cost you a lot of money, Pastor. I don't know, maybe somewhere between $80,000 to $250,000 to do a whole repiping for the whole church along with the accompanying neighborhood. I mean, this is clogging up city pipes as well, and you'd be surprised at how connected city pipes are. You think you just have a pipe for you, but all these pipes are connected.
Look, I'm okay with spending a little money right now, okay? I need you to ensure me that these pipes will be built to withhold the women in the future.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we can get big pipes. We can get small pipes. I can get pipes the shape and size of any one in particular. It's just a mold. You'd be surprised at how many molds for pipes exist. People just want the straight old...
Women of the pipes, assemble. Yay! It's time we rise up, ladies.
Yes. Let's get them
rising.
I empower you. You look gorgeous today. What an outfit. Thank Sopping you. Wet Thank really shows you. Off your body. Incredible.
That is the nicest thing. And you look great. Honestly, I feel like these should come in the color wet sometimes.
Absolutely, 110%. Sally Jean, you're crying, and yet you still are bringing me joy. Can you believe it?
Maybe those are tears of joy.
Exactly. Now we need to form a united front, ladies, to physically actually lift ourselves out of the pipes.
No. What's bringing up there? What do we do?
No more flush.
All right, step on my back.
Pastor.
Yes.
I think I killed a man.
Give me 1 second.
Excuse me, Pastor. Detective Smargin. I would like to hear this man out if you don't mind.
Okay, I don't mind that. I do mind you responding to Pastor.
Okay, sure.
Okay, fair.
Is the name Brock? What was that, Brock?
My name is Brock.
Yeah. What were you saying just now?
This is Kyle. Hey, Kyle.
Carl will be with you in a second.
It's Brock, Kyle. Carl. Kyle. Kyle.
Okay. Okay.
Kyle.
Okay. Kyle.
Kyle. No, it's Kyle. Kyle.
Kyle. All right. If this is your way of avoiding repeating what you said, it's working. But let's get back to what you were
Pastor,
saying.
Pastor, I didn't realize this man was a detective when I said I said earlier.
Brock, you can say anything.
After Brock killed him, I ate him.
Okay.
All right. That's good.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We killed a man and ate him.
That's okay.
We ate him up.
You both ate. You both ate.
Yeah. What brings you here, detective?
Well, we've been called to investigate some strange goings-on here at the
church. At this church?
Yeah, yes.
No way. This church is 100%.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming you guys are talking about a pet chicken that you killed and ate.
No.
That's what you assume, detective? Let me tell you something, detective. You're not a great detective. They're talking about a man. Okay.
A man.
They killed a man and ate a man because we don't follow man's laws here. Okay. We follow the Lord's law. Ever heard of the LL, the Lord's laws?
Let me see if I'm familiar with thou shalt not kill. Isn't that one of the?
Oh.
Is anyone going to eat this black Jell-O?
Jell-O Associates. International.
Assemble!
Everybody get in here! Get in here!
All right, General Associates!
Listen, I don't care who I need to talk to. I don't care which one of you is responsible, but somebody catered my wedding with black Jell-O shots that had pieces of my father hidden inside of them. You think that was fucking funny? Sorry, excuse me. Sorry, I didn't mean to curse. Sorry.
Thank you for apologizing for cursing within the Jell-O dome.
I wasn't apologizing to you. I was apologizing to my husband, the Lord.
Oh. Well, here's the thing is I don't know. I can't guarantee the...
It was him. He did it.
It wasn't me. I didn't know what it was. I was told put these things inside the Jell-O. I put the stuff in the Jell-O. I have no idea sometimes.
How can I trust you? You can barely make a sentence. I trust the guy yelling. I trust him.
He's irate. You. He's yelling.
He's old and he's yelling, and I trust that. I love that. That to me means authority and truth.
Listen, I'm a guy that has skills in making incredible Jell-O. Different shapes, different colors, different textures. But what goes inside of it, that's up to the party thrower. I just take those things and I put it in. I don't ask questions.
I was the party throw. You really think I asked for that?
Well,
do you really
think I asked for that at my wedding? Planner,
I'm spending thousands of dollars on Jell-O, and I wanted that.
I just, everything that was put inside was given to me by the, you know, I guess employees of the church. I don't know.
Hey, Harper, look, we're going to have to give you some time off. You know, I mean, putting that human body in some Jell-O pieces, that's just not what we do here.
I didn't know what it was. Like, have you ever asked about the things that you put into the Jell-O?
100%. Am I the first? 100%.
What?
I mean, if not, then I'm definitely liable for slander. So, Harper, we're going to have to put you on furlong. You're going to have to, I don't know. You know, my cousin
Nobody
works at an Audi dealership.
Nobody has a passion for making Jell-O. It's just a job to them. It's a lifestyle for me.
Listen, hey, Harper.
Excuse me. I heard that y'all can put some stuff in some Jell-O for me.
Yeah, of course.
Can you take this off my hands real quick? Put it in some Jell-O?
Sure. Why is it all, it's all so soaking? Is that blood or what is this?
Here.
Look, no questions asked, right? That's what it said in the ad.
Right, put stuff in Jell-O, no questions asked. Right. Okay. Harper, do you want to finish this before you go?
Do you see what's this is a conundrum that I'm in right now. It's, I think, considered a catch-22. If I don't do this, I'm sure to get fired. But if I do this, I'm doing...
Look, just put the shit in the Jell-O for me.
Just put it in the Jell-O.
Okay.
Ladies of the toilet, relax. Look, don't forget, I'm your pastor here, okay? I want to have a conversation with you. This doesn't need to be an uprising. What do you want?
Show us your dick.
What the fuck? No. Okay, that's just
that
Claire.
Sewer. That is not with
that's,
us. That just came
just
with
Claire.
Us from
that's
the
Claire
sewers.
And Deborah. That's not the unanimous.
I'm into it. Let's see the dick. Let's see it.
Okay, I'm being outvoted. Fuck it.
Ladies, when was the last time you saw a dick? Come on, let's take advantage. We made it out of the pipes.
Every
let's
time.
See a, let's see a good one.
Spring
Every
the pipes.
Every time someone poops, I see it.
Look, this is
that's
okay. There's only one way. There's only one way anybody gets to see the dick, and that is if you marry the Lord right here before me. I will meet you all in your chambers.
That is scene one. I don't want to see what happens next, please.
That was a character I'm playing. That guy was gross and creepy.
Next,
that's the only way that you'll see the Lord. All right, scene number two comes from some patron VIP, David Burke, who wrote, "Hello, Alchemist. This is D. Burke Illustrations from Instagram. I'm your number three fan artist and your number two fan. When I'm not painting, I'm a teacher by day. And since we've recently been declared essential workers, I have to recommend that you guys be classified too because your work also saves lives." Parenthetically, a la Nicholson from a few good... Yeah, we... "Now that we have to go back to school by order of you-know-who, you are needed more than ever. James, ah, hell, read on. I feel bad for you when Joey and Craig derail your character before you even get started. I mean, it's funny as hell, but I still feel bad for you. My idea is this. Leonardo da Vinci has a less famous artist brother, Chuck. Thank you again, and expect more fan art coming soon."
Leonardo, this piece is so fantastic. I can see this hanging in the Vatican, in all the palaces stesso across Europe. You have such a touch with the art. How do you do this?
Grazie. It comes from God. God gives me inspiration and then I put it on the canvas or into the marble.
Yes, it's just an expression of your divine gift.
Thank you, Giovanni. What is this new commission you have asked for?
I have something that I wanted to give to my daughter. She is getting married to the Prince of Kuru.
Ah, for your daughter's wedding. Yes, nice.
Si.
Hey, Leo. We're out of milk.
Hold on a second, Chuck. This is my brother Chuck. He's living with me for a couple months. No more, okay? He's crashing on my couch.
Until I get my feet back under me. Yeah.
We're just going to try to get his. He's an artist too.
Oh, I'm sure. Fantastic. If it has a Da Vinci name, he must be okay. So good. What are those?
Nice to meet you. I'm gonna go read.
Let the record show that when I say he's an artist too, I'm making the universal gesture for a jack off.
I thought you just had a little bit of irony.
No, he's doing thing with the bottle caps and pasting them on
the floor.
Paper, so,
oh, on paper. That's even worse. It's just pasting them on paper.
It's a bottle caps on the paper. I don't know where he's going with it. But what do you want for your daughter's wedding?
Of course.
Thanks for grabbing the drink with me, Deborah. It is a bummer living with my brother, you know.
I absolutely hate that you have to do that. You're so much more than somebody's roommate.
That's what I feel. But, like, no one else feels that. You know what I mean?
Did you need another drink?
I have another Aperol.
That was the classic burp at the end of a drink. Here's one for you, and here's another one for you.
Okay, I guess I don't have a choice. Great, thanks.
I'm gonna pay for this.
You do have a choice.
I'm gonna pay for this the way Picasso paid for his drinks. I'm gonna do a little scribble on this napkin here. There you go.
Wow, that's so fucking hot.
I believe there's somebody named Picasso who will come to this world.
I love that.
This is not gonna work. I'm gonna need some money.
Okay, hold on. Let me use this beer cap here. Press it into this coaster.
Oh, you're so strong.
There you go.
Let me go get my manager. I think he'll be able to handle this better.
Mario, what is this? You say you want to pay your dues with a piece of scribble here? Pinaco? What is this? And then you bring me open used bottle caps?
Well, this is what the customer paid with. He tells
no,
me.
No. You owe us money. You owe us big money. Listen, it's not easy riding around.
He promised me he was as good as money.
You promised me?
No, he promised me.
And I'm telling you right now, that's a broken promise. I need my money. I need my daimiones. I need my rubies. I need my gold circles.
I must say, Chuck da Vinci is still at my bar now. You could talk to him yourself. I'm sure he'll tell you.
No, I'm talking to you.
Quinzano, what is this you pay me with? Bottle cap. This is how you kick up? You kick up with someone's garbage?
Domenici, I come to you with utmost grace and respect. I offer today is a solemn gift given to me by a lowlife who owes many, many more than what he's given.
I understand. Where did this bottle cap originate?
I choose to be respectfully declining in
that
answer.
That's why I'm asking. I look at it and I see art. I see vision. I see I would like to pay someone to do more of this work.
Hey, Leo, you know Deborah, right? Deb, this is Leo.
Yes, so hello, Deborah.
Hi.
Hey, can you sleep on the couch tonight, Leo? Do me a solid.
No, that is not the deal. You have a couch. I have my bedroom, which adjoins to my studio.
She never comes over here, dude. I got her.
Yes, I see what's going on here, Chuck. But when you're an adult and you want to have an adult relationship.
Sorry, Deborah, we can't stay here tonight, I guess.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm sorry. It's just like fucking
my face. My place burned down last night.
Oh shit!
I literally have nowhere to go, and I'm so wet. What the fuck?
Your place is burned down. Oh, this is terrible.
Burnt down. Yeah, I lit a bunch of candles to relax myself, and it actually had the opposite effect as it did light my entire place ablaze. The curtains. So many curtains.
Chaka, you can use a bed for one a night. Okay.
Look, yes.
I got to work in the Sistine Chapel anyway, all right?
By the way, I have an idea about that, dude. I was thinking it should be called the Sistine Chapel.
Oh, yeah, right, like Sweet later. 16. Oh,
yeah,
I'm not going to change the name of the chapel, okay?
I'm doing a mural
on the top of it, okay?
Deborah, come on.
Or you can call it the Hip Teen Chapel, and it can all be like about like hip teens.
It's not a commission to rename the chapel. I'm painting the ceiling, okay?
Oh, okay, but ding just dong. Like, oh shit.
Ding okay, let me get to that. After all, this is my place, right?
Whoa.
Hello.
Hey, is Chuck there?
Chuck, you'll have a visitor.
No, thank you. Deborah, come on.
Okay.
May I ask what this is concerning?
Yeah, Chuck told me to come over here. He said it's going to be a fucking crazy cocaine party. So okay, brought a whole bunch of yay.
There's a no cocaine party going on here, okay? Chuck is my brother, and he is living here temporarily. There's a no... Chuck, can you deal with this?
Oh, what's up? Look at this. Look at this.
What's up, dude?
A fucking Jesus, dude. Already coming in, dude. Oh shit. God, what's dude? Up, dude?
What's up, bro?
Holy shit.
Oh, dude.
You got that. Yay, yo.
I got that snow.
Chuck, where do you get the money to have a cocaine party?
I don't know if you've heard lately, Leo, but people like what I do. You know, it's not as commercial as what you do.
Or your bottle cap art.
Yeah, I just call it art. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Sleaze. Yeah, he's been tell trading him. His art with Don Medici for cocaine.
With the Don Medici? Shh. You don't want to get wrapped up in the Don Medici.
He's giving me all the best stuff. Here, Leo, take one little bump of this.
Okay, I do a little bump because I got to work on the Sistine Chapel all night, okay?
But be careful. It is highly flammable.
Leonardo, what is this in the chapel? The chapel ceiling, it's all... I cannot believe I'm saying this in the Lord's house, but this is fucked up.
Okay, this I finished this all in one night. It's beautiful.
It's crazy.
Yes.
It's crazy. What is this? MTV Productions presents Sweet 16. What is this? What the hell is this?
Look, I got an idea in the middle of it. I started with a god, and he put his finger at Adam. Adam tried to touch him, and then I just keep working all the way over to the left wall. And yeah, then the MTV Sweet 16 this? Got wrapped in there somewhere. But what do you think?
I think this is a nut. It's a 16-year-old girl. She's standing on the hood of a Audi. How do you say this? What Audi. Is this?
Because you think, well, hey. 16? 16? You this is not much of a leap, huh?
Leonardo, I cannot believe that I'm doing this, but I'm revoking your ability to do art. No more.
How can you revoke my ability to do art?
No more.
Somebody called for me. They said they wanted me to do some touch-ups in this church. By the way, this is Deborah.
Hey, what's up?
Does she say anything or no? Okay, look, I don't care. Whatever. Look, you need to come inside here and fix this ceiling. Okay? I know your name. Your brother, he was so fucked up. So fucked up on the cocaine.
Wait, Leo did this?
Yes. Look at it. It's so horrible.
I think it's a revelation.
This is good. Listen, Deborah knows. Deborah can't do art, but she can recognize good art when she sees it.
Exactly. I could not. I can barely write my name, but gosh, do I know what looks good. And this looks hot as fuck.
This is hot as fuck.
Kay. You think so?
Yeah.
Look, dude. Look. She's getting closer to you, man. I think that means she likes the artwork.
My nipples are hard. My neck is red. I'm just telling you, like, my body's having a visceral reaction, right. So it must be good.
Smell her neck, dude. Smell her neck.
Took a vow of celibacy. I should
just,
not.
Just take just a little bit. Like, it's not anything. Just smell it. Don't touch it. Just smell it.
I
smell my neck.
Oh, wow. That, Whoa.
So you had Chuck and Deborah finish the ceiling?
You don't understand that. They're so crazy, cool couple. The way they open me up. I experience things that I never knew I needed.
What do you mean they open you up?
Have you ever made a love to a man and a woman?
Okay, I've made love to a man, you know, because I'm gay and I'm pretty open.
Yeah,
about
yeah, yeah.
That,
look,
okay?
We know. You have a whole herd of people follow you around. I know. Listen, but I'm saying that a man and a woman. You done that? I know you done a man. Who done, you know, but I'm saying he cracked me open. Huh?
Okay, I don't need to know the details. All right.
Okay, I feel so free. There is something about this.
Hey, Deborah. I was thinking maybe.
Ding dong.
Oh my god!
Hold on, bro.
Chuck, Deborah. Are you
inside?
Shh, Deborah.
Give me. What's going on?
Cover your neck.
I just want to hang out.
Oh my God, he's addicted.
He's addicted.
Hey, you down there! I shut your face, and we're trying to sleep.
Hey, fuck you! I'm a priest, you piece of shit.
I'm gonna break open your face, father.
Oh no, we cannot get the downstairs neighbor pissed. He is a violent man.
He's violent. Yes.
Joke, yes. Debra. I brought some wine and olive oil, huh?
Look, I hate to say this to you right now in this weird time.
Yeah.
I think we should cool things off between us for a little bit.
Are you fucking kidding me? I thought you were going to propose.
I'm pouring the olive oil on my body.
I'm saying that's something I could see
in the future. I butt-chugged wine last night with you. Are you're going to break up with me?
No, that was the moment, Debra, where I was like, this chick is down. Oh. You know what I mean?
The olive oil got in my eye.
So if I'm down, then why are you kicking me out?
Because I think I need to appreciate you more.
That sounds like such a wad. That sounds like such a fucking wad.
It's not a wad. It's not
that
a
sounds
wad.
Like a wad.
Okay,
that
Chuck, like you've got to get the fuck
wad.
Out of here, okay?
Leo, we're trying to have a conversation.
Look, I don't need to hear all of this. Okay?
Leo, is that a wad? Am I doing a wad?
Like a fat, greasy wad?
Chuck, Debra!
You've got to get rid of him, swear okay? to Christ, I'm going to rip off your head and shit down your neck.
I'll come and do that. I'll come and fucking do that.
Okay, I tell you what. You use my apartment. I'm going to go over to Michelangelo's place, okay?
Or maybe Raphael's you will. Place. I bet you will, Playboy.
Okay. Great. At least not getting it. They're friends, okay? They are just friends.
Chuck, how can you break up with me? I just got you an entire apartment to yourself. You had a couch at the beginning of this, and now you have an entire place with an attached studio. So shut the fuck up and put your balls in my mouth.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, babe.
Chuck, Debra, please. My nipples are so hard.
The thing is, my hard nipples mean so much more than his hard nipples.
Yes, I know. I know. Should we just let him in?
Leo, what's going on, man? It's like 2 in the morning, dude.
Yeah, Michelangelo, I just wonder if I could crash here for a while.
Sure. Is everything all right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a strictly platonic, okay? I know we had a thing a while ago.
Yeah, you totally just bounced on my ass.
Is that Raphael? Is he here?
Yeah, we were just making some pizza in my indoor pizza oven.
Oh, you're making pizza, huh?
Yeah. Come on in. Have a slice.
Oh, this is good. This is a Neapolitan.
Yeah.
Man, look who's here.
Hey, Raph.
Yeah, what's up?
So, what's going on? You guys still doing the art?
A little bit. We started getting into a live streaming. You ever heard of it?
live streaming. No, I heard that that's where the future is. Yeah.
Yeah, so we just got a whole setup in here and doing podcasting and shit.
Oh. Are you ever going to do anything with the statue, with the big dick?
I don't know. I've been thinking. I was like,
he wants to start with the little dick.
Come on, Raph.
No, tell him. Tell him.
Boop, boop, boop.
Short and stout, big around. Boop, boop. Like a tuna can.
It's like a tuna can. Are you familiar with tuna cans, aren't you?
Yes, I'm familiar with a tuna can.
Yeah, I don't know. I might make a whole guy around the dick or something, but right now it's just a floating dick and stone. So
okay. Well, it's a good start.
And that's scene two. That is going to be scene two.
Floating dick is a good start.
Do you think that's how he made it? That he started with the dick and then found the rest of it? Because I know that the art is already inside the rock. Mm-hmm. What part was first?
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, my God.
Just to say it wasn't.
I'm sorry. That's the most prophetic thing I've ever heard. I know the art is already inside. So every block of stone, you know there's art inside.
I mean, it's like a geode. It depends on who's going to crack it open, though.
Oh, Christ.
And is it going to be dick first or not?
Well. Scene 3 comes to us from Thomas, who wrote, "Hey, Kevin and the Rippers. I was packing stuff, and one of the old newspapers had this interesting headline. I'm sure it's vague enough." The headline read, Mysterious Island produces 7 times more geniuses.
All right, everyone got their tickets. We're about to depart for Smarty Smarty Island. So everyone got their tickets?
Yes. I would like to change our seat, please.
You want to change your seat?
Yeah, I don't like sitting where I was sitting. It's not where I'm comfortable.
Okay, where do you want to sit?
Well, I don't want to sit next to that emotional dog, whatever the hell.
All right. Okay. Let me see if I can't get someone to
support dog. It's an it's the dog is not emotional. It's an emotional.
Well, the dog is making me emotional. So what do I get? Who's supporting me? Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
He's got a point there. Does anybody want to support him?
Hold on a second.
Does anybody want to support him at all?
Where are you sitting, miss? Perhaps you
could
swap.
Well, I was sitting next to you, and I'm going to keep my seat.
Right. So right.
We can't.
What's the dog's name, by the way?
At Wynn. The dog's name is Leonard.
Leonard. Well, I was wondering if you could ask Leo to wait downstairs.
It's actually Leonard.
Okay, great. I wonder if you could ask Leonard to wait for us downstairs while we flew across the world.
You mean
downstairs?
Put him,
you know, cargo.
Cargo in the not temperature. Regulated cargo. Do you know how many dogs die down there because it gets goes from freezing to hot heat? Some of them get stuck in the wheels.
Well, I see why you have the emotional support dog now, but listen, you brought the dog. So if I'm allergic to dogs, what do you want from me? I can't sit here.
Listen, do I think it's right for these airlines to have recycled air with a bunch of people who can go into anaphylactic shock? Maybe not, but that's really not my problem. That's something to bring up with the airline. Am I right?
Well, you're right in the sense that it's not your problem because it's mine.
Sounds like
excuse
you
me.
Need a support.
Flight
Sounds
attendant?
Like you wouldn't like a support animal. Yeah, flight attendant, excuse me, we're having flight attendant.
What's going on?
Yeah, first of all, drinks, maybe, soon.
Okay.
And also, I need to change seats.
Okay.
Yeah, he does. He needs to change seats.
All right.
Thanks.
Well, why don't you follow me downstairs?
Sam, don't worry. They're going to accept you. You're the smartest person in our fucking city. Everybody knows you. Everyone knows how smart you are.
Yeah, but it's pretty... Our city has a pretty low bar when you compare it to statistically the amount of geniuses that are already on Smarty Smart Island.
But even you knowing that, to me, feels like you belong at Smarty Smart.
That's because you don't belong there. That is a baseline that a lot of people know.
It's a little hurtful. Look,
I'm not trying to be hurtful. I'm trying to be honest.
I'm your cool uncle.
I'm a genius.
Am I not?
A level in our city. Yes, of course.
Okay.
Thank you.
Most
for
cool uncles
this trip.
Give their nephews beers and cigarettes and porn magazines. I'm taking you to Smarty Smart Island because I believe in you.
Well, I'm just afraid. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to disappoint you.
Look, I'll tell you this. You're not coming home, one way or another. You know what I mean?
Wait, what do you mean?
All right, pass that magazine over.
Here you go. You got me a ticket home just in case, right?
What's a 3-letter word for a bird down under?
Emu.
Yeah, well, I mean, I normally travel. I'm normally a traveler, but this is my first time going to Smart. I mean, I try to check off all the islands because a lot of people want to go to the continent. Well, a lot of people want to go to, like, you know, let's go to the major, let's go to Europe, you know, let's go to...
I'm sorry, but, I have headphones on and missed the last 15 minutes of you talking.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no worries. Reset. I don't want to say genius level, but I know exactly what I said, how I said it, in the cadence as well as.
Well, they'll check your IQ as soon as you arrive.
Oh, you've been.
I'm from there.
An actual smarty. That's amazing. How are you?
You'll blow into a brain analyzer when you get there, which will immediately pop out your IQ.
Okay.
Hey, tell me, are you at genius level or super genius?
I'm kind of in between. I fluctuate between super genius and genius.
No,
I'm kidding. I'm a super, duper trooper genius.
I noticed you're having difficulty with that Sudoku.
Yeah, I just think it's too simple, and I'm just changing the numbers around myself, and just you know.
I normally just focuses on the numbers 1 through 9, and you've got some 3-digit numbers in some of those squares.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I figure that those simple one to zero numbers are just so
okay. You're going to be turned away at the border.
All right, I think I'm going to be fine. I'm a super duper trooper genius.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will see. We will actually see. And something else. Don't put your headphones on. Don't put your headphones back on. Excuse me.
I'm sorry. I missed the last thing you said. Did you say don't put my headphones on?
Yes, I did. You know that I did. You know that I said that. You know, you fucking smarties think you're all smarter than everybody else. Well, there are geniuses out there who are doing art, who are doing sciences.
Excuse me, flight attendant?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. No, just one of you.
Which one?
Yeah. Which one? I can help. I help Hello? In the back area.
The idiots on this airline.
No, you're up in the front area.
On the front?
Could I get a second set of headphones, please?
Second set?
All right, fine.
Four?
Just
four get, headphones?
Please, leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Right.
Oh, hey, that's a nice little dog you got there.
Thank you. Its name is Leonard. And its pronoun is it.
You talking to me or are you talking to...
I'm talking to her.
Because I'm a little dog.
Leonard, not now.
It doesn't not matter. Him. Look, I'm a fucking genius dog. What do you want me to do?
We don't know him. We don't know if we can trust him. I told you.
Okay, we're going this. Right. We're on the fucking plane. We can go.
Look, I'm going to come right out with it. I'm a married man who's on a business trip. I was hoping maybe we could have a fling, but this dog thing is not for me. You have a nice
day. Were you trying to seduce me? I'm the dog.
Have a nice day.
Wow, damn. Leonard, I think he...
Folks, this is your pilot speaking. And we're just doing our final protocols here for our flight to Phoenix. I want to thank you all for choosing Joby Airlines.
Jim, did you say Phoenix?
And if there's any questions you might have for...
We're going to Smarty Smart Island.
Our flight attendants.
Why are you doing this bit? Just talk, dude.
Okay. Folks, I'm just messing with it. This is your pilot, Jim. Just having some fun. We're all excited as hell to get down to Smarty Smarty Island. And if you have any other ideas about where you might want to travel in the future... this is our first run, I'll be honest, to Smarty Smarty Island. So we're looking for some suggestions.
Tower to
Joey, just 1 second, folks.
664.
Yeah, Tara, this is Pat.
We're going to have to delay takeoff. Looks like there's some trouble on the runway. Looks like we got two kids fighting on the runway.
Yeah, we're not going to delay, Tower.
No, you have to delay. Looks like those two kids are in a fist fight. Got to let that play out.
You knew I liked her, you son of a bitch. You knew I liked her.
It wasn't yours to decide. You know what? Don't hit me in the face. That's where I keep my brain, you bastard.
Look, wait, have we not taken off yet? I've been on this plane for 3 hours at this point. I have tell several sets it. Of headphones. This is the last time I'm flying Joey, I'll tell you that much.
You know, I don't want to brag, but I've made my own plane. So if you want to hop out of here, we can go.
Oh, you've made your own plane?
Yes, really? I made my own plane.
As a fluctuator. All right, fine. I'd love to fly with you. Can you take me to Smarty Smart Island?
Of course I can take you to Smarty Smart. I want to go to Smarty Smart Island, so yes.
No layovers in Phoenix?
Sir, please.
No layovers.
Sit down, sir.
No, I need to get leave. Off because I got a plane. I made a plane and we got to take it.
What?
I Can made I? A plane, and now we're going to take that, okay?
It's just not safe. We're on the tarmac.
Yeah, you know fighting. What's not safe? Sitting here for 3 hours. What if I get bed sores? Excuse me.
You're right.
Me and my, I guess my roommate now, are going to go.
All right, folks, we've been cleared for takeoff. Please drop in and lower your headsets into your lap, if you know what I'm saying.
You're so funny,
sit back and enjoy the flight. Thanks, Jim.
Honestly, I was thinking like...
Tower to Joey 664.
Tower to Joey 664. Tower, yeah, what's up?
Looks like we got a mama duck and she's trailing a whole bunch of baby ducks on the runway. We're going to have to pause that takeoff.
All right, let's consider those ducks, Laurent, to be dead and cooked and served. These passengers.
Hey, I'm back. I do want to talk to the dog, actually. I'm a rich businessman. I'm looking for a fling.
Me? Okay. I just want to let you know that I'm single.
It's okay. So what's your name, good boy?
Sure.
Ooh.
I'm Leonardo. Oh, get my right where my tail is on my butt. Oh. Yeah,
there you go. There you go.
Chicho, Chicho.
Chicho, Chicho. You got a real live one here, miss.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. You like to party?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do. Not
you,
fucking not blow.
You. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not only a businessman, I'm also the air marshal, which means I carry a gun and can bring whatever I want to on this plane.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not
your whisper and your normal
voice? Look, you imbecile, it's clear that we're not taking off anytime soon. Now, my friend and I would like to...
Roommate.
We're not roommates. My friend and I would like to deplane and get onto his plane.
That's...
We've already locked the doors, though.
Well, hold on.
Well, unlock them because me and my roommate need to get the hell out of here.
All right, I have two things to say. One, can we go with you? And two, if you say yes, we can... use the slide on the side exit door.
Ooh, the slide. Exciting. Oh, yes. Do you have enough room in your plane for these flight attendants?
We'll work for you. We'll work hard.
Are you guys going to Smarty Smart Island?
Yes, we're going to Smarty Smart Island.
Do you think you could get me in?
Well, you're going to have to blow when you get there.
Okay.
Look, Pud, I'm not actually your uncle.
What?
I'm not... No, miss, turn around, please.
I'm sorry. You aren't.
You
uncle.
Are
You're
desperate.
Not,
but... You're desperate right now.
You just got to, like, relax. So what? I keep getting hit on, but it doesn't mean that you're unvalued. You have so much value.
I don't feel valued at all. I feel like I'm a receptacle for you.
Come on. I'm a receptacle for me.
Forget it. Whatever. So he wasn't talking to me. I'll put on my headphones. It's fine.
Look, just talk to me for a little bit. Just talk to me. I'm a genius dog. Come on. What's going on? I know there's something bothering you.
Because I'm sick of talking to you. All I do is talk to you. You're it for me. Look, and I don't...
Oh, my gosh.
Fulfill me.
After your failed marriage with Christ, the spirit of your father was put into a dog. And that's who I am. And yes, I was imbued with certain super genius qualities. But that doesn't make us, like, you know, like a wholly different... thing. You know, I'm still your dad at heart. I know when my little girl is upset and she's feeling weird.
Right. I mean, you're definitely reading me correctly, but like you as my dad, that's not 100%.
I'm not your uncle. I'm your dad.
My dad. But then.
Please, lady, if you could hold the dog still. You're disrupting my flow in the sculpturing. And if this is to be a perfect piece of you and the talking dog, it would be great if you could hold fucking still, yeah?
Oh, wow. I just want to point out, I'm actually not moving. It's the dog. The dog is an autonomous creature.
That's my daughter you're talking to.
And that's our show for today.
We never made it to Smarty Smart Island.
I think there's a reason these dum-dums never made it to Smarty Smart Island. Thank all of the fine alchemists today. Jackie, thank you so much for coming back. I hope you had a good time.
I did. I did. I always do. Thank you guys for having me again.
And where can folks find you should you want them to, on the social or the interwebs?
Yes, I am at Jackie Duruthi, and Duruthi is not as crazy as it sounds. Durruthy. That's where I'm at all over the place.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Craig Kukowski?
Yeah, I came prepared to rail against the use of sherbet to describe a frozen fruity treat in favor of the actual word sherbet. But according to the dictionary, sherbet is an acceptable, though not preferred, variation. Though I did learn that in order for something to be considered sherbet or sherbet under U.S. regulations, it must contain between 1% and 2% butterfat. So,
butterfat.
And if something is non-dairy, it's sorbet. So non-dairy, sorbet. Oh. If it has a little bit of dairy, it's sherbet.
I really am annoyed when they cave to the pressure and include both uses, because clearly that's what happened.
Yeah, enough people said sherbet that Merriam-Webster was like, all right, fine.
I've never heard sherbet.
We'll let you in.
I've only heard sherbet.
I'm not really familiar with sherbet either.
Clearly, that's why Miriam caved. I'm not either. James Heaney, thank you so much, buddy boy. Appreciate having you as always. Where should folks look for you on the Twitch, playing some games or something?
Yeah, I mean, that would be a good place. Twitch.tv/TheRealJamesHeaney. Yeah, that would be a good one. Thank you, Kevin.
You betcha. I would drop the word forward from the description. Chris, thank you so very damn much.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I love you guys. Look, all your needs will be found at chris-alvarado.com. And while I'm here, I want to send the traffic of all the thousands of users over to Jackie's Instagram, where she does really funny videos and does an incredible Melania Trump. It's like out of this fucking world. It's so good. Thank you.
Oh, great. Please, yes. Please, please, please. Thank you for turning me on to that. I'm on the way. Sorry, Joey. We have no time. I got to go right to the Instagram.
I totally get it.
Let's thank our engineer and producer of the stars, Richard Doug Bain. And the fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm Kevin Pollak, reminding you to wear a mask, please, when you go outside. Be kind to each other. Damn it. Let's have each other's backs. Shall we? Until next time.
Happy this.